This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
What a tune to start a Friday. In excess and need you tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, Magic Mike in with us again today for a Friday. Happy Friday to you, Michael.
Happy Friday to you, Jim.
Are you feeling the Friday vibes?
I certainly am. Yes, I am.
Good stuff. Even though it is.
Yeah, I know.
Are you superstitious?
No, I don't go for any of it, no. I think it's a load of nonsense. I would buy everything with the number 13 on it. Like, if I saw a house with 13, I'd go, we need to buy that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if 12 is a bit better, because I know I'd get 13 for cheaper. Because apparently that's the crack, isn't it?
I just heard that with Tara. That's mad.
Yeah, people don't buy number 13.
Like, houses. I mean, it's one thing to be kind of like, you know, playfully superstitious and, you know, a bit, but like, not buying your house because it's number 13.
Would you walk under a ladder now?
Actually, I see stuff like that now. I'd be slightly uncomfortable doing it.
Would you? Yeah.
Surely that's a practical thing, though, in case that falls on you.
Yeah, I suppose that's a bad example. Yeah, the whole magpie thing. There's loads
of them.
But
no, yeah, I would be. Yeah, I do have stupid ones, but I certainly wouldn't go now that far. I wouldn't be like, you know, oh no, I know it's absolutely perfect and I know we can afford it and I know it's literally my dream home, but I can't buy it, it's number 13.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be that bad now.
Mad,
no,
isn't it?
Mad. Yeah. Anyway, it is Friday the 13th, but it is still Happy Friday, Feel Good Friday here at Classic Hits. Hopefully you're in good form, looking forward to the weekend. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. Just like JP, who's wishing us a Happy Friday, counting down the days until the party, another 14 to go till our big party in Limerick. Also, happy Friday from Alan in Clayton Hotels. Happy Friday to you, sir. Also, Richie the Trucker checking in this morning. Another week of nights done. No more work till Monday from Kieran. Good for you, Kieran.
Deadly.
Enjoy. What else we got? Antoness, very happy to see Friday. This week was endless. Seth and Mike were just saying that.
Yeah.
It did feel like a long one.
It felt like a long one. I think probably because definitely it's the time of change, isn't it? For like kids back to school and all new things and all. No one likes new things, let's be honest.
No. Change.
You know what I mean? Change.
Change is bad.
I've had a lot of change this week. I've an awful headache.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. English Ian, morning to you, sir. Morning, lads. What's the name of the party place? Any recommendations on a hotel or B&B near Denmark Street? It's called Icon Nightclub, and I know nothing about Limerick, so I'd be the worst in the world for a B&B recommendation. I wouldn't have a clue about Limerick.
God, I can't say I'd have a...
I think the only place I've ever stayed in Limerick is that Absolute Hotel.
Yeah, but didn't we
and
stay
I have no idea even where that is. In fact, I don't even know where Denmark Street is.
I'm not too sure. But I tell you what we'll do. We'll get on to Mrs. Limerick.
Right.
Which is Debbie, who we know from Limerick. And we'll get on to her and we'll get a recommendation for you.
Yeah. Margaret in from Oi, happy Friday to you. Also, Pat the Plaster checking in. Happiest of Fridays from Connor in Carrigaline. There's a big long thing there. I'll read it later, Connor. Sorry about that. Just, you know when somebody sends in a huge WhatsApp and it's like, because in this game you always have to be really careful in case you start half into something and then it turns out to be God.
I've gotten in trouble before. I read a message one day.
Yeah.
And I read the entire thing on air. And at the end it went, and I went, and thanks, and that's from Paula in Limerick. And then at the end it went, which was a bit daft, please don't read out this message on air, and certainly don't mention my name or I'd be in trouble. I was like, oh my God, put that at the start, for God's sake.
Quality. Also, Ray the Road Sweeper, he's checking in before he heads off to Holland for the weekend. You enjoy that, Ray. I assume as a road sweeper he's going off on holiday. It's not like...
Yeah, have you been to Holland before?
I assume road sweepers don't have to do like, you know, continental truckers.
Well, we're
go over and... Yeah, sorry, you're on Holland this weekend. Oh, I'm not cleaning that again, am I?
We are in the European Union after all.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Have I been to Holland? Yes, I have.
Good
I'll tell you more. Macy Gray and I Try here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just by sheer coincidence, talk about the stars aligning. You know our friend that was on wondering about a B&B or whatever?
Yeah.
A few people text in. I mentioned the only place I've literally ever stayed in Limerick is a place called the Absolute Hotel. I had to go down there for a conference thing once. And as it happens, a few people have texted in to say, well, Barb in Limerick, for example, says, literally, lads, that's Absolute Hotel. It's only like a 3-minute walk across the bridge from Icon.
Well, there you go.
And who's this was on to say? Hugo says, lads, Absolute Hotel is literally a short stagger from Denmark Street. An ideal place to stay if you are heading to the party.
Well, there you go.
So there you are, listener, who I have now forgotten.
Don't worry about it. I think I stayed in, I think it was like a Clayton Hotel or something in Limerick when I went to see Elton John there.
Right.
That was a grand little stay, but I don't know the, I don't know exactly where that was.
The geography of it.
But there you go. So good
anyway,
stuff.
Thanks for that, folks. Also, quick happy Friday to Dan 2.0. Morning, lads, from Dublin. Kevin, the Pier Hotel in Limerick is cheap, according to somebody on the text. And Babs has been on as well. She's just starting her sixth 12-hour shift in a row.
Oh, my God.
So she can't wait to see 7 o'clock this evening. That is extraordinary that, you know, somebody's working now and they'll still be working at 7 o'clock this evening.
What business is that in, do you reckon?
I don't know. The wrong one.
The health one, I reckon.
The wrong one. That's what that is.
Blooming heck, that's mad.
Right, birthdays for you, Michael.
Let's do it, Jim.
On a Friday. Right, here we go.
This is my last morning as well, essentially.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be good for you. There's a few in here that are going to be up your street, right? Including, and it might not seem like that straight away, but including this man.
No, we don't hate you. I think it's a love-hate thing where we Australian sides always love coming to England. I think the crowds really get behind the cricket. They sing songs, even though they used to sing like, you're blonde, you're bent, your ass is up for rent, Shane Warne. We actually used to find the humour to it.
Shane Warne.
Australian legend, Shane Warne. Cricketing legend. And you're into your cricket, aren't you?
Yeah, I do like my cricket, actually. Yeah. There's something I've been saying recently. I've hit 37. Right, and before I'm 40, I want to try out new sports. I want to do sports that I haven't done before, right?
Like, right.
I play a bit of GA and all that, but like it'll be on the green and stuff. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to get back into a team, play it, and also cricket I want to do as well. I would watch it. I'm fascinated with this documentary at the moment on Netflix called, I think it's called Cricket Mania or something like that.
Right.
About the Mumbai Indians. If you're interested in sport at all, I think it's a great watch.
Yeah.
It just shows the madness of cricket in India. We look at it here and think, oh, it's kind
of whatever,
awful.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I wouldn't know a cricketer if they walked down the road.
No, or else we think of it from maybe the English point of view and that's very posh and so on. But nothing. It's a kind of a working class sport in India.
It's the sport, isn't it?
It's the sport, yeah, which is just mad. But he, didn't he go through a bit of, didn't he get a bit of stick?
Oh, he's had loads of stick.
Because of his look now.
Well, he's had a couple of things, right? So, you know, he was dating Liz Hurley.
Yeah.
For a while.
That's right, yeah.
That was quite high profile. You know, he got his hair transplant.
Oh, he got the hair transplant. But didn't he get a bit of Botox and all that as well?
Yeah, yeah. Got a bit of the old squeeze, tuck, you know, put it around the back.
Yeah.
Kind of whatever.
Because
there was his face.
Yeah, there were loads of pictures of
and
him.
And, of course, he had a reputation as being a big party boy.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a hard-drinking Aussie party boy, which he denies, obviously.
Is he the equivalent of, what's the
Freddie
name? Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah, yeah, that sort of thing.
Right, okay.
But apparently a legend, a spin bowler or something, is he? I don't know,
maybe he's an all-rounder or something, I don't know. But anyway, let me see. That's a challenge for the show, by the way. We should go out playing cricket.
I'm going to give you, because it's Friday, even though it's Friday the 13th.
Significant
birthday.
Well, then he has to be 50.
Yes, he does,
yes.
Michael. So we're off and running.
Off,
Let's brilliant. See if we can get the old drama question. Or the drama music on the go for this one. Right, next one for you. Okay, maybe not your personal taste of music, but very, very relevant. One of our own, a very high profile, Niall Horan.
Ah, One Direction
man. One Direction. Who, by all accounts, is a nice bloke.
He seems like a nice
bloke.
I've never met
him, but he's you know, he just, anybody you kind of hear about him from.
Yeah.
Says he's actually all right.
I'm sure he is,
like the likes of Brezzy, who I'd know Brezzy. Brezzy's a nice fella.
Yeah.
And they seem to be mates. So
well,
it's now, a bit like a so, by
well,
association.
Well, remember, they're the Westmead Mafia now.
In fairness,
Westmead Mafia in this country. There are loads of them. Well, when I say mafia, do you know what I mean? There's just a load of celebrities from Westmead. Niall Horan.
Joe Dolan.
Niall Breslin. Joe Dolan. And there's someone else. There's someone else from Westmead that's very, very famous at the moment, and I can't think of them. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Maybe a sports person. Do you know what? The thing about Niall Horan, though, he's so Irish. There's some people in this country who are just so Irish.
Right.
You can never shake the Irish out of them. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, some Irish people go and they're successful abroad or whatever, and Ireland is great and they like to holiday at home.
In the way that, say, Bono isn't typically Irish, you think Niall Horan is Irish, yeah?
Oh, it's just, some people are just Irish through and through.
Bang of Irish off them.
He just loves Ireland, everything about him.
Good man, Niall.
I reckon, God, this is hard now. He wouldn't be 30 anyway, I don't think. That's
no,
for sure,
no,
right?
No, definitely in his 20s.
Oi, 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 26.
Yes! There you go, right.
Want dramatic music time.
Absolutely. Time to get the dramatic music on the go. Let's get rid of that. Let's drag that in there. And that way we can do this.
Oh.
Right, so Two to go. Any one will technically get you a day off.
Okay.
The fact that you're not really part of the competition doesn't really matter. We'll just overlook that. We'll overlook that, right?
Jim, it's Friday. This will get me a day off.
Absolutely. Right. So, we've two left. You can take them in any order you like. One of them is a really well-known footballer.
Okay.
And the other is a really well-known fashion designer and daughter of a megastar.
Footballer, I'll take,
okay.
please.
Okay. Bayern Munich legend Thomas Müller. And German legend, I suppose, in fairness.
Yeah, oh my God, 1990 World Cup. He was all over that, wasn't he?
Well, there you go. You see, look, you've got a perfect frame of reference.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Now, give us a piece of paper there, please. I'm going to actually do this mathematically.
A piece of paper?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll do it in my head. I'll do it in my phone.
Do it in your phone.
That's what everyone does these days.
Right.
Okay, so if he was in the 1990 World Cup at his peak,
yeah.
he must have been around 30 or 31, wouldn't he be?
He must have been around what?
He must have been around 29, 30 in the 1990 World Cup. No, I'm way off, am I? He was probably younger in the 1990 World Cup.
Yeah, definitely younger than that.
He probably came good, yeah. So then he was in his 20s. So he's 23, probably his peak. 1990, 2000, that's 30 years. He's 54.
I'm going to look this up, right, because you're so wrong. I'm actually going to check this. So, John, will you check this on Tinternet for me? Because according to my
He's
thing,
much younger, is he?
He's 30.
Oh, Thomas Müller, I'm thinking of the wrong fella. He wasn't in the 1990 World Cup, he probably wasn't born. Thomas Müller, he's the current German man. Not Müller, there's too many Müllers.
54, that's... I mean, I have to say, right?
What?
PJ has gotten it wrong on the odd occasion.
No.
And sometimes he's gotten
Hold
it wrong.
Hold on, this is...
He's gotten it wrong to the extent where he's literally gone, oh my God, I was way off there.
No.
And it might be like, you know, 8 years or something. But never by 24 years.
No.
You've almost doubled the man's age,
What's
Michael.
The famous Müller, the other fella? What's the other fella that was in 1990?
Gert Müller.
Thinking of him.
Or somebody, or...
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
The old dramatic music.
But have you another one for me, sir?
Right, go on then. I'll keep... Just to keep the dramatic music going, right?
Oh.
Try this. How's your fashion... Actually, I shouldn't have asked that. So, fashion designer, daughter of a Beatle, Stella McCartney, is celebrating her birthday today.
Okay, I think I'll get this right.
Yeah.
So she's more on that level. Okay. Well, of course, she was younger than Paul, obviously. Well, younger
she
than
was
Paul.
Jesus' daughter! She was younger than Paul!
Oh, so
that's your expression!
Who are we doing? I'm so confused with the Thomas Müller thing. Sorry, who did Paul McCartney go out with?
Linda McCartney, he was married to.
Oh, sorry.
Right?
There's too many McCartneys.
His daughter.
I didn't hear you.
This. What a waste of dramatic music.
Hold on.
I tell you, you better get this right after all this.
First of all, there are too many Müllers in the world.
Right.
Secondly,
now there's obviously too many
McCartneys. Too many McCartneys.
Right.
She's 44.
She's 48.
Oh, it was close though all the same, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, is the answer.
44! And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara.
Woo!
Why would somebody be playing that sort of music, I wonder, eh?
Oh, I can't look at her.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy holidays, boys.
Check this out. My God, Tara Duggan, how long?
I don't have my app, but it's a few days and a couple of hours and a few minutes and I'll be taking off. But I have 10 news bulletins to read between now and when I officially start my holidays at midday today.
Oh my
midday
God.
Today.
Has the news bulletins count today?
She's gone
beyond counting sleeps. She's now broken it down to actual bulletins.
Yeah.
So are you flying into Athens?
Yeah.
Right, just to let you know, it's raining in Athens.
That's only today. Don't worry about that. That's only today. Look beyond
where's the,
today.
Where's the actual end destination, Tara? Is it an island or are you staying in the main? Or what?
No. It's a couple of little... I mean, literally flying into Athens and then connecting flight out to the island. So I'm not going to give too much away in case people arrive in their droves to share my holiday
well,
with
Well, of course. They'll be literally booking as we speak.
But two of the smaller...
I've
little...
never been to any of the Greek islands. Oh, no,
Jim.
Sorry. Years, many. Many moons ago, I was in Corfu once.
Okay, that's one of the crazy islands. No, yeah. The little, tiny little Greek ones.
They always look amazing. You know the way
they are amazing.
All holiday photographs are amazing,
yeah.
right? But there's something about the colour of the sea And on Greek islands.
Yeah, it's, and the whitewashed walls.
The white on the walls.
And the blue paint on the windowsills. And it's beyond stunning. Sure, I'll send you a photo. I'll send you a couple of photos on WhatsApp.
Please don't.
Wow,
all next week and the week after.
That's
Shall
great.
I do that?
Every day updates.
Yeah, every day. I'll give you an update every single day.
No. Tara's Holiday Diary on Classic Hits.
Yeah,
and we want no pictures of the legs and the feet and the
Oh, no, I don't do that.
That.
No, I think that's a bit. I think the legs and the feet are...
Come here, will you be doing the Mamma Mia thing? Isn't that what... Didn't they shoot that Mamma Mia kind of musical thing in the Greek islands?
You mean singing and
dancing?
Yeah,
yeah, when you'd be going around, like, you know, sort of giving it the full Mamma Mia every time you're going out for dinner.
No, probably not. No. I'd be a far more relaxed and sedate affair.
Wow.
Drinking in the scenery.
Disgustingly jealous.
Fabulous. Brilliant holiday. Can't wait. Went last year and can't wait to get back.
Okay. Mike, have you anything to add?
Apart from the fact that it's raining.
We'll try and keep it clean, Mike.
Will you miss the All Ireland final?
No, I'll still be here for that.
For flip's sake, get her off.
A couple of belting tunes. The Communards, 80s classic, Don't Leave Me This Way. Communards, we've said it many times, Jimmy Somerville, absolute star of the show for that Forever Young Festival.
Oh, yeah, you know who we're talking to a little later on, actually.
Is Sharon, isn't it?
Sharon from the Forever Young Festival, who now has a very exciting new festival starting very, very soon.
So, cool. Yeah, well, as I say, Jimmy Somerville absolutely blew it out of the water at that festival. In the summer, the Forever Young Festival. Just ahead of us, another one from Mike. Push the Feeling On from Nightcrawlers.
What a great tune.
We've had some belting Get Up and Go songs this week, haven't we?
It's like a 90s dance party. I'm loving it. That's a great one.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, Mike, because you're getting quite a bit of stick on the WhatsApp in relation
this
to your Thomas
outrageous.
Muller guest.
This is outrageous. Because
somebody saying, oh, well done, Mike. He was one playing the 90 World Cup, was he?
Excuse me. I thought it was someone else.
Yeah, so was it Andreas Möller that you were thinking of, Ed?
Andreas Möller, yeah.
That's who you were thinking of.
That's who I was thinking of anyway. I'm pretty sure that's who I was thinking of. Because I know Thomas Muller.
Right.
He's a World Cup winner.
Well, there you go. Didn't seem
like
to
he's
help
a little,
you
he's
very
a little
much.
He's a little thin fella and everything. Yeah, he's a great player. Doesn't matter. I can't turn back time now. I did what I did. I did what I do.
By the way, you know what I found out? Apparently, the person I'm going to find them again very shortly. The person who Ash, I think it was,
right,
who was looking for the recommendation for the B&B to go to the party, says that he's your mate from Bombay. And a huge Mumbai Indian fan.
Oh, what do you mean he's my mate?
That's what he says. Yes, I'm your mate, Mike, from Bombay.
I think what he's trying to say is that he watches the documentary.
Right.
Is it?
Now you're best friends.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Because you both watch a documentary.
But in that documentary, it's all about this team called the Mumbai Indians.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Anyway, Ash, I tell you, we had the Absolute Hotel was recommended to Ash. We had the Pier Hotel was recommended to Ash. Somebody else saying there's a thing called the Boutique Hotel is literally on Denmark Street.
Ah, well, there you go.
So you have loads of options, Ash, to be there on the 27th of September. It is Icon Nightclub on Denmark Street in Limerick. That's our next big party. We'll be telling you more about that a bit later on. Also, morning lads, Rings End Paul here. Talking about superstitions, we did mention today, obviously, of course, is Friday the 13th, one of the most superstitious days. He says, remember when they did that with the car registrations? Because we were saying, like, there's certain purchases that would go beyond your superstitions.
Yeah.
Like that thing that Tara said about people who won't buy a house because it's number 13.
Yeah.
Like, likewise. If they'd have left it at 13D, I'd have still bought a car if I could have afforded it.
Yeah, well, didn't they start doing that with houses, though, as well? They started naming the houses 13A and so on, so that they wouldn't
be just...
Was
that how they got around it?
13, yeah, somewhere. So I remember hearing
that
story.
We have a completely new registration system just to avoid a superstition.
Yeah, but
now we have 131s and 151s and all that.
But here's where I become a real cynic, like, I just think... Maybe it's the business I'm in. I think that's a great publicity stunt. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Isn't it like, you know, maybe.
Yeah. Quick up the dubs in from Vinnie Brady. Also, what else? JP, again, just at your expense. PJ isn't the greatest with the footballers, but my God, Mike.
I thought it was someone else.
Happy Friday from Northside, Tony. Nice little image there. Somebody who says, imagine I start at 7 in the morning and I don't get home till 9:30 at night. Helen Blake is disgusted with her life.
That's hard. That's hard going now.
Yeah. Amanda and her ever-present sciatica have been on to wish us a fantastic weekend. Well done, you.
It's All-Ireland final weekend.
It is. Across two days.
Across 2 days. I'm going on Sunday, by the way. I can't get tickets for the Saturday.
No.
I'm not in the know.
Neither.
I'm not in the know enough.
I tell you, I don't know who you'd have to be to try and get tickets for the Bloomer Saturday.
I tell you, the whole ticket exchange thing for an All-Ireland final is an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah. Somebody now has started to seek out Tara's holiday advice. Ask Tara, what's Greece like for the last week in October and first 2 weeks in November? I've 3 weeks off and I want to take about 10 or 15 days away somewhere for winter sun. Blooming hell, that's nice to be able to do.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
What sort of a chancer are you? 3 weeks off. I think I'll take a bit of winter sun.
Winter sun,
fucking
that's good.
Hell.
Yeah, well, more power to you. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Somebody says, morning, lads. Muller Mike is doing a great job.
Ah, don't let that stick now. I thought it was
Muller
something else.
Mike. I love it. Can you wish Brian Coughlin from Limerick a happy birthday? Today, Friday the 13th. Brian Coughlin, happy birthday from Limerick. And there's various other bits and pieces. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. We'll get through them as the morning goes on, but otherwise we'll just end up reading it out like it's a phone book. So we better move on and get some bits and pieces on the go, because we've got lots to get through. It is the final day for the breakfast table quiz. Somebody today walks away with a grand in a one-for-all voucher courtesy of Savvy Credit Union. Speaking of money, of course, the hit bit is always on the way the other side of 7 o'clock. We've got some great stuff to reveal as we wrap up what has become a phenomenon, this whole charity challenge that we did for Make-A-Wish Ireland and the Kerry jersey on the hill and all that sort of stuff. Some cracking news and some interesting bits and pieces about that.
I was out in Dunshaughlin in the Royal County yesterday and to pick something up that's very special, and also we'll have a very special video to release a little later on
Facebook.
Cool,
all
too.
Of that's on the way. And also, we'll be on the lookout for toys.
Yeah, we're going to talk about toys, the greatest toys of all time, because there's like a toy hall of fame happening at the moment.
Coolabula. And as always, of course, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout.
Go. Delivering a speech.
Cue JD's number one for Culture Club Karma Chameleon here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you, even though it is Friday the 13th. Happy Friday nonetheless. Magic Mike is in with us again today. And of course, PJ back in action on Monday. That's the plan. Actually, back in time to find out what this very special thing that we're being told about that Lidl has for everyone. They're planning something very special at 8:21 exactly on Monday the 16th, which is this Monday, of course.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in. 8:21, Lidl planning something, apparently. So PJ will be back for that. I'm intrigued.
None of us have any idea.
Absolutely, genuinely intrigued by that. But listen, in the meantime, can I just point out that Kev the trucker's been back on, right?
Yes, okay.
And he said that that cube thing, you know the way he's already put his spoke in for the Rubik's Cube being the greatest toy of all time?
Yep.
He's actually been back on to say that those cube competitions, the one that's happening in November, he says they're absolutely unreal. They use all different sort of shapes and sizes of Rubik's Cube, and you get the best in the world competing. His best is 35 seconds.
To finish the Rubik's Cube? Wow.
His son can do it in 16 seconds.
Really? See, I don't know if that's very good or not. I assume 16 seconds is very good.
Do you know what
a
Rubik's Cube is?
I do know what it is.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten even one side?
No, because I got bored after 16 seconds.
What? And some people, apparently, according to Kev, are down to 6 and 7 seconds.
How can you
physically move them that quickly to get to solve it, to think that fast and move your fingers that fast? Anyway, he says, listen, you should come along. It's saying to us, we should come along and check it out.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued. You and PJ should definitely go to that. I totally agree. You should definitely go to that. I once saw a magician do it on the telly. And he, like, you know, magicians have to go more and more extreme. So
right.
He's like, he had it in a bag and he was blindfolded and he was under the water. And I was like, come on, God. Anyway, he did it.
It is because you might have heard this story yesterday. I think Tara mentioned it in some of the bulletins yesterday, that there was a whole load of contenders to be inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So in Rochester, right, in the United States of America, you can go and see the Toy Hall of Fame, which is deadly. I'm definitely going to go to this place. I think it's in New Jersey. Anyway, and it's a particular museum that has a Toy Hall of Fame. But obviously, they've put this thing out that they get people to vote on toys that should be, you know, introduced into the Hall of Fame. And the latest to be introduced, and the most controversial one, is the smartphone. Right? They want... Yeah, I know, right?
What?
This will be in amongst the Rubik's Cube and everything else. The smartphone, because
as
they reckon...
As a toy?
Yeah, they reckon because of all the stuff now that people are playing on their smartphones that maybe it's time
thing, yeah.
to put it in as well. Now, the other things, these are finalists, by the way, have been announced for one or two of these to go into the Hall of Fame, are Care Bears, a colouring book, Fisher-Price corn pepper, I don't know what that is, Jenga, right?
Jenga, yeah.
Good old classic. Masters of the Universe, Matchbox Cars, and My Little Pony. Oh, and also a Nerf Blaster and Risk. I think Risk is just the board game, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway, probably a board game.
So My Little Pony in there.
That's
and all
kind
that.
Of, it's an unusual. So this exists, right? There is the Hall of Fame already.
There's a Hall of Fame already.
With a load of stuff in it.
Yeah, it has about, I think, something like 80 toys in it already.
I can't believe a colouring book isn't in there already.
Literally
from the mists of time. You'd imagine that would be in there.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And Matchbox Cars, surely they're already in there.
I don't think this museum is around that long.
Right.
And also, they need a load of historians and all to get together and talk about, you know, because they have to do a display for each toy, so it can't be something ridiculous, like, you know.
That's kind of, that's a weird one, isn't it, to think that potentially a colouring book and a smartphone...
I know.
Are competing.
But you want to hear just very quickly, the criteria for the toy, right? So
right.
that everyone could get thinking this morning, right? To make it into the Hall of Fame of toys in Rochester, toys have to be innovative, widely recognised, shown to be more than a passing fad, and foster learning, creativity or discovery through play. So there you go.
Right, okay.
So it can't be like a fad that you know, like I was
spinners.
Thinking... Spinners, right? or I was thinking, like, definitely mine would be, like, the Action Man. I mean, come on, that's not in there. I don't know what can be. Or G.I.
Yeah,
Joe's or whatever.
I'm with you. Yeah, Action Man, for God's sake. Maybe that's already in there.
Yeah,
maybe
well, it could be.
Anyway, it lends itself. You know where this is going, people. We're going to stick an ugly mug up for grabs if you fancy having a bash at it, right? We need to know what, in your opinion, is... the greatest toy of all time. And obviously it's going to be generational. There'll be different things depending on what sort of age group you fall into. That's no problem. So what is it? What is it that is the greatest toy, in your opinion, of all time?
Someone's just nailed it. It's over. Shut it down.
Lego. Lego's a...
Of course it is.
It's going to be tough to argue against that. And the other thing is then, if you're allowing a smartphone in...
Yeah.
Surely... I mean, is the bicycle a toy, or is it like a piece of sports equipment, or is it a...
Let's check.
I mean, the bike.
Let's check the criteria again. Is it innovative? Yes. Is it recognised? Yes. More than a passing fad? Yes. So yeah,
been
why
around,
not?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. So WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Late Magic Mike and myself know this morning what is the greatest toy of them all. Okay, you could win yourself an ugly mug. We'll stick one up. And we'll see. And it doesn't... Don't be affected necessarily by what the kind of suggestions...
Nah, whatever
that,
it is,
you know, whatever they're considering. And
but, I mean, if the smartphone is in there, the Game Boy or something would have to be in there, right?
Yeah, you see.
Like the first kind of technological games.
Absolutely.
I think that's
I mean,
a good one.
PlayStation's been around a good long while.
Yeah, it has, yeah. Yeah. Not great, though. not as good as the Game Boy.
Spoken like
classic.
A true gamer. Anyway, let us know this morning. Ugly mug up for grabs. Yeah, Madison Avenue, Don't Call Me Baby here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've got Magic Mike in with us again today. Happy Friday to you, Friday the 13th. And yes, we are offering an ugly mug for what you believe is the greatest toy of all time. But let me just specify, okay? Just for the benefit of dirty articles like Greg and Ballinasloe. Yes, I'm looking at you, Greg and Ballinasloe. And only because I spotted you. There's other ones. They just haven't put their name on them.
What did they do?
They wanted to know, are we specifying that it has to be a children's toy? In other words...
Okay.
Dirty articles.
That's outrageous.
Isn't it?
Do you know what?
Here we are, literally celebrating nostalgia and childhood and trying to bring back that, you know, warm glow
innocence. Yeah.
And Greg and Ballinasloe and his like, because he's not alone, you know. There's been plenty of them there with their... various rabbit mentions and furry handcuffs and unbelievable.
This is a family show.
You're a disgrace, the lot of you.
But I tell you, shut it down again. We have to shut it down again.
Why?
It's over because I'm after seeing another brilliant one. Scalextrics.
There you go.
Oh, would you stop?
It's got to be a classic.
That is an absolute classic. Of course.
Do you know what else is
getting
huge?
It never worked.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Never worked.
It is extraordinary. You always get excited about getting one.
You'd go bzzz and it'd go off the corner
every
time. And then the batteries would go.
And then the little thing, you know, the little sort of metally bit that's stuck in the track?
Yeah.
Always got bent.
Always. Still we regard it as a great toy. I don't know why.
I know, yeah. Scalextric was one of those things that was in everybody's house, just always in the box.
Yeah, I know. Took it out on Christmas morning.
Yeah, because it took so long to set up. And because when you lived in a normal house, it took over the entire room.
Of course. Yeah.
So, you know, you had to ask everybody else to leave just to set it up. It was pain. Like, did you ever have a toy snooker table? Did you?
Sorry, I'm just looking at all these. They're so mad. We did. We had one once. Yeah, yeah, it's a tiny one. Yeah,
right.
Which we put on the dining room table.
Because that was when you see that's grand with a tiny one, right?
Yeah.
But then you think you're into it.
Yeah.
So you get even like a 6 foot one or something. No, it's only the top. Obviously not the legs. And
of course, yeah.
Because you put it on top of your kitchen table.
Yeah.
And then nobody can, there's no room to move the cube.
And then no one can eat or anything. I know, it's a disaster. I don't know what we'd be thinking.
Anyway, yeah, some of the great shows, Subbutio, for God's
sake. I just saw that, for goodness sake. I mean, another one.
Amazing.
Another one that wasn't very practical in homes. Because again, you'd have to put that on the kitchen table and it was all folded up and everything and the men could move.
They were so fragile.
You'd step on one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, or you'd be leaning over to flick one and your arm would go onto some other lad and you'd completely break his legs.
When you think about it, it's a stupid game.
It's unbelievable.
But brilliant.
And you'd have to, like a flick. And then deciding what's a flick and what's a push.
Yeah.
That's a push!
Yeah. But the amount of accessories to Subbutio as well.
Like, oh,
you get it from corner flags to scoreboards.
Yeah, and entire stands and everything. Do you know what should be in there then, I suppose, on that basis?
Yeah.
If you want to go proper classic, I mean, for God's sake, they roll out the ad every single Christmas.
Yeah.
Is the train set.
Yeah, well, it is a classic. Yeah.
You know what I mean? The old Hornby.
Yeah, the old Hornby train set. Yeah, you're right. Did you have one?
I had a train set when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, was one of those things that slightly backfired.
Yeah.
Went to the trouble of trying to do the whole thing, put them on put it on a board and do a, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then sort of, you couldn't get into the room.
No,
to play
you can't
with.
Get into the room. Put that away there, Jim. Bring it out tomorrow. And then it never gets brought out again, ever.
Yeah. Anyway, there's so many shouts. Tonka toys. The Tonka trucks are getting a huge kind of thing. There's millions. The Action Man, the G.I. Joe thing.
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. That's a bit newer, I suppose. Swing Ball.
Oh, for God's sake, of course.
What a brilliant game.
Well, me and my brother used to have some competitions in that. The aggression was outrageous. My God. And then when you'd hit the string and it'd wrap around your wrist and almost kill you.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeepers, that's an amazing
game. On a similar thing then, somebody wants to know, and again, it's a good shout, like we were saying about the bike.
Yeah.
Does the football get regarded as a toy or a piece of sports equipment? I mean, how many people have literally whiled away hours with nothing more than a football?
Well, me, still to this day. But I don't know if it comes down to a toy.
Yeah. Meccano's getting a few good shouts.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Which did you? Yeah, I bet. Were you Meccano?
Not really, no.
Me neither.
Not really.
Just like, were you Airfix?
Not really, no. Wasn't
you?
Really
we weren't a model maker.
No, not
me neither.
I made
the odd attempt at it.
Yeah.
Once you've stuck your fingers to your face a couple of times when you're trying to build a World War II bomber,
exactly,
you realise this is not for me.
I loved those little paper planes. You know those ones you get in the pack, and you stick the wings through the little holes and you fly them, and they never worked. Do you know what never worked? Right. You know the little soldiers with the parachutes? Has anyone ever had one of those worked?
No.
You drop it from the bedroom above.
Absolutely. You go up the stairs and you drop it down off the landing or whatever.
It's just like a kamikaze.
You're hoping it's going to float down. It just hits the deck
like
a stone.
Ooh, boom.
Just like a stone. Yeah, just like a stone. Unbelievable. And then, of course, and then the radio operator stuff. Do you ever have any of them?
No.
Helicopters.
I never had any of
those. Remote control cars.
Unfortunately, we never, no.
Any of that sort of stuff?
No, never enough money now for that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, the remote control cars now. Come on, I did have a car, for sure. Like a little remote control car.
You see, I mean, like, you can imagine now how you're getting a sort of a handle on how tough it is to try and pin it down. These are, things, all of these could make it easily into the Hall of Fame of the greatest toys ever. But let us know, because we've got an ugly mug up for grabs. We'll hand it out to somebody randomly. If you've got a suggestion as to what is it that takes the title as the greatest toy of all time? 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp.
Classic Hits.
Outcasting, hey ya, here are Classic Hits. Happy Friday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike in with us today. 20-8. Hitbit on the way. We've rounded it up to €700. Friday the 13th. Could it be lucky for someone? 087-188-0008. Let English John know if you fancy having a play. And thanks so much for the... I tell you something, what a response.
Wow.
To this thing about the greatest toy ever. So they've revealed that they're going to induct a whole load of toys into the Toy Hall of Fame, okay? And there's contenders that they've kind of put out there that they're considering. And so anyway, off the back of that, basically, we just got into this thing about, like, what should be regarded as the greatest toy of all time. Obviously, it's a generational thing. That's cool. No problem. Just let us know. We got an ugly mug up for grabs. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. But at first, just in relation to this, a couple of things about this, right? So I thought Stu in Galway was messing.
Right.
Because he did the whole thing. We weren't a rich family, but every year I'd get a piece of wood on a string. Best toy ever, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was a wind-up. And then literally, the text that came in after that went from somebody totally different, Barry in Cork. Seriously, though, a stick was the most versatile toy you could have. With a bit of imagination, it could be a gun, a magic wand, a baton, a guitar, literally anything.
I agree. Like, they are the best toys. My uncle taught me to basically get plastic bags and wrap a load of brown tape around it, and it was a football to play indoors. Like, it's the most ridiculous things,
yeah.
I think, rather than the most expensive things.
The old imagination.
The best toys, yeah.
Do you know, a couple of other quick things as well, right? They seem to be, because there's like, say, they fall into the outdoor-y stuff, so lots of people are going for things like pogo sticks.
Oh, yeah, pogo sticks, yeah.
Space hoppers.
Brilliant.
All that sort of stuff, right?
Space hoppers have made a comeback, by the way. Are they the things that you sit on the big ball with them?
How could they possibly make a comeback in this time of health and safety?
No, which
space hoppers were guaranteed to break your nut.
I know. But are space hoppers the ones that you sit on with and you hold the little ears?
Yeah.
Or are they the ones... Oh, no, they're the what are the ones with the ring around it? It's like Jupiter, but it's a springy ball, but you jump on the outer ring of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a space
hopper. That's like a combination between a pogo stick and a Blumen.
I think that is a space hopper. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that, and then there's all the kind of indoor-y stuff. Lego is still getting huge amounts.
Of course it is.
Airfix is getting huge amounts, all that sort of stuff. But then also, a couple of people pointing out, lads, what's the story with the sort of, you know... I mean, I know Lego isn't gender-specific or whatever... But a lot of people are curious as to how come dolls, other than, say, the Action Man thing, like Barbie, for God's sake, hasn't been mentioned.
Yeah, but none of those have been mentioned. Someone said tears.
Tiny Tears?
Tiny Tears Baby, yeah.
Right. Is that the one that wet itself, no?
I mean, are they the biggest...
Cabbage Patch Dolls did get a mention.
I did have a Cabbage Patch Doll myself, actually.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of Cabbage Patch Dolls. I know, slag me. I don't care. It was a long time ago.
By the way, some people are saying Lolo Ball is what you're trying to think of.
Oh, the Lolo Ball. That's what it is. You're right. Health and safety now. You can't,
I mean, somebody, like, they'd have kids wearing helmets and you'd be dressed like an American footballer.
I know, yeah, but that's the thing now. Yeah, that's why they're not as popular now, I guess.
Yeah. It's great that lots of toys aren't gender-specific. You could argue no toy should ever be gender-specific.
No, they shouldn't, no.
But it is kind of weird, like, you know, if you go back in the day, that's the way it was.
But you see, weirdly, I don't know.
Actually, there's a good shout. The old classic teddy bear.
Yeah, but is it a toy, though? That's why I don't think it's been mentioned.
It's referred to as a cuddly toy.
It is, yeah, but it didn't do anything. Like, you're looking after it if you're doing anything. I don't know. It's just...
Look, that's typical of you. Just not... You're just... That's,
no, but...
You know.
I wouldn't regard...
You might be a sociopath or something, Mike, with a statement like that.
No, but I had teddies, but I don't regard them as toys for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well then, would you regard this as toys? Like, a few people texting in about kind of the dress-up things, like when kids used to get, like, cowboy suits.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not a toy, though. It's not
or
a
you
toy.
Got, or your Spider-Man outfit or something.
Yeah. I used to do dress-up, actually, yeah. Less said about that, the better.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah, less said about that, the better.
Yeah, we have to, every time there's a party on, we have to convince them not to bother.
Dress-up and do shows. For visitors that would come to the house. God. I know, yeah.
You were destined for fame.
I did. Anyway, less said about that,
sorry,
the better.
I have to bring in Tara Duggan at this point. Because literally, the minute you said it, she went into convulsions of laughter.
It all makes sense now, Jim, doesn't it?
Mike used to dress up and
It wasn't my fault. My parents used to embrace it. My mother would say, go on. I can't wait to see this.
Be careful, Boylan will be doing a show on you next.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Tari, need a pitch from you for the greatest toy of all time.
Oh,
what was your favourite toy of all time?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, was my Girls' World.
Girls' World?
Yeah, my Girls' World.
Okay, explain. What do you do with it?
So Girls' World was essentially a plastic head.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was like shoulders and head. And
I've seen this.
I had a very, very fancy one, probably circa 1982, there or thereabouts. My one, her eyes changed colour. So when you tilted her head to the left, to the right, her eyes changed from blue to green to brown. And she also had hair that grew out of the top of her head. There was like an extra
tress
of hair that came out of the top. And you had markers so you could colour and dye her hair. And then you'd makeup, so you learned to apply makeup with the Girls' World. And for me, undoubtedly, will
that
always be my number
toy.
One. Yeah,
wow.
Without a doubt.
Wow. Okay. Right, so there you go. The other thing that's come in a lot as well is kind of stuff like, you know, people had like plastic kind of figures, I suppose, but not just like the soldiers. We were talking about toy soldiers,
just little figurines,
like the green soldiers, whatever. Farm animal things, like little horses and cows, and little farms, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all of the Fisher Price stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but sure, look,
I mean, it's incredible. But anyway, listen, we'll leave it open for a while. I think actually, English John has popped it up on our social as well. It's up on our Facebook and Twitter as well. This debate as to what should be the greatest toy of all time. How you would go about choosing it, I do not know.
Very difficult. Very difficult. As you say, it goes from the, I used to play with a stick, to I used to play with the, like, the Atari has come in now. Do you know what I mean? So it's completely polar opposites.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then, oh my God.
Go on.
Sorry. Somebody has just texted in. What nowadays is called Play-Doh.
Mala.
Mala.
Oh, good
Lord.
Oh,
my God.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Jesus. Oh God.
I didn't practice that for it.
I had challenged Mike yesterday to change it up a bit, right? And to get away from the sort of gravelly kind of... and to go a little bit soprano. And oh my God, he's nearly at the burst in a blood vessel here. Look at that, his head nearly spun off.
Oh my God, I couldn't finish the rest of it either.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that was brilliant.
Right, it is the Hit Bit, and in fairness, we have agreed to round it up. It should have been 690, but we said no. €700. If you can tell us what that is. It's a bit of a hit, but for what hit is it a bit?
Okay, so let's crack on with the first caller. Line one, good morning.
Oh, you don't have it. Oh, sorry. Adrian McGough, is it?
McGough.
Right, okay. Adrian, let's go with that.
I've discovered that. Line one, come in, line one. Doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I think those days have passed, Michael. Yeah. New technology and all that. Right, so Adrian, anyway, sorry about that. Happy Friday. How are you, sir?
Not so bad. Yourself, sir?
Yeah, good. Believe you're on the way to Cork. Is that for going home? Is it going to work? What's happening?
At work at the minute there, in transit between Monaghan and Cork at the minute here.
Ah, right, very good, very good, very good. Right, okay, let's see if we can give you €700. Adrian, what are you going for?
I'm going for Cabin Oak, Bat of the Devil You Know.
Mmm. I love that. Bit of the devil you know.
Kylie Minogue, I tell you what, especially for you, actually, we'll give it one more spin.
Oh, my God.
It's wrong, but you look better than the devil you know, I suppose.
Yeah. Right. Adrian, happy Friday to you, sir. Have a good weekend.
Never
use
that. Thank you.
Cheers.
Right. I do know who's online too now, because I'm back in action. Aaron Pender in County Galway. Morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all. What's happening in Galway this Friday morning?
Not much. I'm just sitting outside work waiting to go in.
Right. What time are you officially due to start at?
8 o'clock.
Ah, right, okay. And yeah, would you be in bother if you were late?
I suppose I would.
No, just because I'm just toying with the idea of just chatting to you for a while and just forcing you to be late, that's all.
don't do that to me.
Harsh.
Right, go for it then. What are you going for, Aaron?
I think it's Roxanne by The Police.
Good tune, good choice. Roxanne from The Police, Mike.
Is it right? Is it wrong? It's a fantastic guess. I can tell you're nervous by your breath. Like every breath you take.
Oh, Jesus.
Every move you make.
Aaron, I think now is a good time to go to work, to be perfectly honest with you, after that. I can only apologise.
Hope that set you up for the day, Aaron.
Happy Friday, Aaron. Take care of yourself, man.
No worries.
Cheers. Okay, bye-bye now. Right, Mike, that was shocking.
It was pretty poor, all right.
I tell you, so for such a big build-up.
I know, it's the build-ups that are just... they're tragic, all right.
Anyway, another shot at the Hit Bit with Damien Farrelly, 20 to 5 this afternoon.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Take that, bit of help from Lulu, of course, relight my fire. Happy Friday to you folks, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. A fabulous Friday as always here at Classic Hits, even though it is Friday the 13th. for the superstitious among you. But thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Magic Mike, of course, is in with us. PJ back in action on Monday. And also something else that's happening on Monday that we're all absolutely intrigued about is this thing that Lidl are planning something for 8:21. It's the fact that it's 8:21.
I know, it's so specific.
Yeah, it has us intrigued. Anyway, it's happening this Monday, 16th of September. Make sure you tune in, because we're actually thinking of tuning in ourselves to find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I'll definitely listen.
Lidl planning something very special this Monday at 8:21 a.m. So worth tuning in for. And since we mentioned that PJ is back in action from Monday, he's been at the heart of an extraordinary couple of weeks for us on the show, hasn't it?
It's just been the most mad couple of weeks ever since. Well, it all goes back to a few weeks ago when we all went out to Skillzone. Had a little competition in around different sports or whatever. And, well, let's just not complicate things, but both of you were losers by the end of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and you still, by the way, have to do your forfeit.
I know, I mean, it's like, I've almost forgotten about it since the with the shenanigans. But no, I will do it. And I'll do it because I was a genuine loser.
Yeah, you've
PJ
to wear.
was sort of like... He was just a really bad winner.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. He was a bad sportsman. But you have to wear a Liverpool jersey. You're a big Man U fan for the United Liverpool game, which is in October, right?
20th. It was planned for the 19th. They've moved it to the 20th. It's it's one of the Sunday games. Yeah.
Okay, and then for PJ, it was to wear a Kerry jersey in Hill 16 for obviously the first of the All Ireland finals, which was 2 weeks ago. He was reluctant, but then of course Make a Wish came on board and said, "Look, if you can raise $5,000, we'll definitely come on board with it." And then he could wear the Kerry jersey, and just it's been a phenomenon ever since, hasn't it?
It's gone way beyond the $5,000. To be honest with you, I think it's closer to seven, if not above seven.
We're above seven now at this stage, above 7,000 euro for Make a Wish Ireland.
It's been extraordinary, and there was so many different sort of elements to it over the course of the weeks that were involved, and it really caught the imagination. The amount of newspapers that picked up on it and gave it coverage, and various websites and showing little videos, and
it was
all that sort
quite incredible. I counted that for 5 days in amongst the 2 weeks. For five different days, there were newspaper articles about it, both online and in print, and it just went completely viral. So it has just been mad.
It's just been huge, been all over the place. And so it was a couple of things, really, that just to wrap it up, I suppose, is the fact that Jen, who does a lot of work with us here on the show, put together a sort of a... If you want to a recap, a summary, would you call it that video?
Yeah, it's basically a montage of what happened from the Skillzone day to exactly now, to today.
Yeah. So it tells the whole story. It sort of reduces down the whole story into a few minutes video.
Into 4 minutes, which to be fair to her now, was a task now to do because there was so much audio and all that.
And she did a cracking job on it, and it's up on our social at the moment. You can check it out on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's probably a link to it from Twitter or whatever.
But you can
certainly check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook mainly is where you can find that video if you're unsure of what happened, although I'd say you'd be living under a rock now, because everywhere I've gone anyway, people have asked about
everybody
the jersey.
Everybody knows about it.
There's already a text in, and this is what we're going to deal with. There's already a text in to say, "What happened to the jersey, lads?"
Yeah, well, it's literally here with us.
It's here in the studio
because
with us.
The other thing that's just gone up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well, our social, is a picture of Magic Mike and myself holding the jersey framed.
Yeah.
Courtesy of, who were the nice people who did that?
So Timeless Design are the names of the guys, and I was out with them yesterday. Brian, I just want to say a big thank you to them, because they've done a donation as well for Make-A-Wish Ireland, and they've also framed the jersey for
Timeless Design.
Timeless Design in Dunshaughlin in County Meath.
They did a hell of a job. It's fabulous, because basically the jersey has been framed, as you would see any sort of famous jersey framed, right? And they've also included pictures from the event, picture of PJ on the hill. They have a picture of PJ being presented by Magic Mike and myself with the jersey at that outside broadcast that we did. Of course, the jersey is signed by all of us, but it's signed by important people too, like Tomás O'Shea and Ger Brennan, who were with us on the day, a couple of GAA legends, Kerry and Dublin respectively, and all that sort of stuff. And Make-A-Wish have their logo on it and all that. And it looks fantastic.
It looks absolutely amazing. And Tomás O'Shea went to town on it as well, got his own pen to do it, and he has PJ Best Wishes Up the Kingdom, Tomás O'Shea. Ger Brennan just did the Ger Brennan, but on the back actually has Up the Kingdom as well. So, like, let's not leave the donating there, because we're not going to hang this here.
We were assuming maybe PJ would sort of, I don't know, take it home or something, or hang it in his own house. But to be honest with you, It's a kind of a it's a proper piece of memorabilia.
It is, yeah. But like, I don't think PJ exactly wants to be reminded every day of the fact that he wore a Kerry jersey in Hill 16. And also, so hundreds of comments asking, would he be wearing the Kerry jersey on Sunday? Or sorry, tomorrow, should I say, for the replay? No.
No, to be fair now, come on.
He's done
his bit.
There's
only so much you can ask of a man.
Yeah.
But listen, what we're curious about is, what do you reckon we should, like, do you think there'd be anybody out there, I don't know, maybe sports related, GAA related, anything, you know, sports club, sports bar, anything like that, who would maybe want this fabulously framed jersey? And it is, it was the subject of a media storm for a couple of months, or for a couple of weeks. And so, you know, all the pictures there, as I say, signed and all that sort of stuff. Do you think there'd be somebody out there who'd maybe want to hang it up?
I would have thought maybe a sports bar. Like, you know, I know it's a Kerry jersey, but essentially it has a story to it and all the pictures tell the story and all that. So it's a sports bar, but, you know, maybe in Dublin or Kerry. I don't know.
Yeah, let us know if you think somebody would be interested. 087-188-0008. You can get us on WhatsApp, okay? And let us know. Maybe you're the owner of a bar or a club or something that would be interested in having it or whatever, and you'd like to make a donation to make a wish to get it, to take it off our hands or whatever. So let us know. 087-188-0008. And we'll chat to PJ on Monday about the whole thing. He's back in action from Monday, and I think he's back for good. I think that's the end of the young offending for a little while.
As we say, once he comes in on Monday without a moustache, we know it's definitely done and dusted.
That's it. The moustache is that's the telltale sign. So let us know. It looks fantastic. You can see pictures of it. Magic Mike and myself holding it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at the moment if you want to check it out for yourself.
Do you want to put a bit in yourself, put it in your bedroom?
That face. Guaranteed Irish, Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight, just 20 past 8. Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Got Magic Mike in with us again today. A couple of quick shout outs. Happy birthday. Sorry, no, happy wedding anniversary. I beg your pardon to Derek. This is his wife, Sue. They're 17 years married today.
Good stuff.
Lots of love, Derek, from Sue. And also, somebody wants us to say hi to Owen Barnes. He's on his way to school in St. Lorcan's in Palmerstown. And he wants to tell us that it's Roald Dahl Day, apparently, in school today.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so
love Roald Dahl.
He's wearing his Dublin jersey. He says the excitement is too much.
Oh, yeah, that old Roald Dahl book about Dublin.
The old Roald Dahl Day. Good for you, Owen Barnes. Enjoy it. Have a fantastic day. And speaking of Owen in his Dublin jersey, few people suggesting in relation to this very special Kerry jersey worn by PJ Gallagher on Hill 16 on All-Ireland final day, and signed by legends like Tomás O'Shea and Ger Brennan, and signed by non-legends like Mike and me and PJ, and various other things. A lot of people suggesting that we just auction it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great idea. That's
like some people have actually, like, there's two bids of 100 quid in already.
Yeah, that's
mind
mad.
You, Scottish Ian maintains we should stick it up on eBay.
Okay, yeah, maybe. And give the money, obviously, to Make-A-Wish Ireland.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's not bad. Someone said a GAA HQ.
Would they put it on display?
Well,
imagine it made it into the GAA Museum.
Oh my God, please let that happen.
The Croke Park Museum.
Yes.
That'd be incredible.
Okay, good morning to everybody listening that works in the GAA. Please make that happen.
Yeah. Anybody in any way connected with the hierarchy in the GAA Museum, will you please make contact and make that suggestion.
Yeah, a little red rope around it and everything.
So what do you think? Do you think there'd be any sort of...
Well, I'd be up for auctioning it, considering we've had 200 euro bids already for it.
Yeah.
For Make-A-Wish Ireland, I think the guys there would be excited about that. So I say we should auction it. But look,
we'll run it by PJ. We'll be on Monday.
Yeah, PJ isn't here to defend himself. But obviously I don't know, maybe he wants it, but I don't think so now. I think he'd be happy enough to make a few more quid for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see. Actually, that's not a bad show. Maybe we'll go the auction route, and then that way, then even if there is a club or a bar, sports bar or something that actually does want it, maybe PJ's local. Well, he doesn't really have a local anymore, does he?
Well, not right. Well, he's in Dunleary now.
Yeah,
so.
But like for the games, I wonder would Mars put it up?
Mars or something like that. Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Maybe we'll go that route. We'll check it out. We'll reveal all on Monday when PJ's back in action. 8:22. Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero here at Classic Hits. 9:22. Happy Friday to you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We got Magic Mike in with us again today. And admittedly, I got a bit carried away. I got a bit, got a bit wrapped up in my own rubbish. Because I thought there was 12 to beat, on the breakfast table quiz. And I thought it was all coming together in this kind of really superstitious omen kind of thing that you would need 13 on Friday the 13th to win the breakfast table quiz.
And
I was so into it. And then I found out somebody got 14 yesterday, so
yeah,
a load of rubbish.
Of course, if I was the professional, I would have gone, actually, that's not true, Jim. It's 14 to be, but I just went with you. I went, woo! So, that didn't work out well.
It's still a grand up for grabs, a one-for-all voucher to the value of €1,000, courtesy of Savvy Credit Union. That's got to be worth having a go at. 087-188-0008. Let us know if you fancy a bash at the breakfast table quiz. It'll take 15, but for a grand, got to be worth having a go.
Yeah, and the questions aren't too bad, and I'll read them out as quickly as I possibly can, so you never know.
Cool. Right, okay, time to hand out another prize. We've got an ugly mug up for grabs, and thank you so much for what is a phenomenal response when it came to the thing about toys, this whole thing about toys being inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. And off the back of it, Magic Mike and myself decided to see, like, what is people's opinion of the greatest toy of them all?
Yeah, so we've looked through all the hundreds of texts or whatever, and we've come up with, I'm not going to give you like a top five or whatever, but I'll give you the most popular ones that have come in, okay? So for example, some of the board games have come in a lot, actually. Well, whether you regard this as a board game, I don't know, but Connect 4 has come in a lot.
Oh, right.
Which, to be fair, it's a decent
game. It's been around a long time, yeah.
It's been around a long time, and it's a good game.
And it's portable and handy.
It's
and
easy. Snakes and Ladders is another one as well that come in lots of times.
To be fair, a bit of a classic, aren't we?
It is a bit of a classic. Stretch Armstrong, were you Stretch Armstrong, man?
No. I didn't have one, but I remember the ads for it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Rubik's Cube, maybe because it got the nod at the very start, came in a few times as well. And even you got invited to, or we all got invited to, a Rubik's Cube competition.
Yeah, speed competition.
That happens every year.
What a weird job we're in.
I know, yeah. It's a great invite. People may go to red carpet events.
I assume then all of the ones that we kind of mentioned along the way, the Sabutios, the Scalectrics, the Airfix models, the Meccanos, they all got plenty of mentions.
Yeah, Maul I got to mention, which is now, of course, brilliant. Play-Doh. As I said, I was saying to you as well, like, with my little one now, Play-Doh is a big deal. But, like, it's one of those, I know it's good for her.
Yeah.
But, my God, it's messy.
But when you're peeling bits of it off tables
and
chairs.
When I'm down on my hands and knees.
Out of the carpet.
Yeah. And my other younger fella's eating it. I'm like, this is chaos.
Fabulous.
And then Lego was definitely the most popular one.
Was it?
All morning. Yeah, Lego. Yeah.
Sort of wins the day.
Well, I've given the ugly mug to someone, and this might be a bit controversial, and we said we had every extreme. We had the stick and the...
Yeah, a couple of people literally text in, like, a stick could be a gun, a wand, a microphone, a guitar.
Yeah.
It could be anything, if you have a bit of imagination.
And then we had, like, Sega Mega Drives and Ataris and all the rest of it. But I've given it to this one. Georgie in Canberra WhatsApped in, and it is. It epitomises the best toy, I think.
Or
the
even epitomises.
Epitomises. The best toy ever, she says, is a cardboard box. All kids have tons of fun, and there's so much you can make and do with it if you just use your imagination. She's right.
A cardboard box.
A cardboard box.
That's like the classic thing of somebody getting a brand new toy, opening it, taking the toy out, and then playing with the box.
That is exactly it. To this day, and it still goes on today, the cardboard box is the greatest thing ever, and it should be in the Hall of Fame.
Wow. So an ugly mug for who?
Georgie in Canberra.
Good. Enjoy.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Final day of the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. It's with thanks to Savvy Credit Union. They're celebrating their second birthday in the IFSC in Dublin Docklands. They've been proudly serving the Dublin Docklands. Get smart, get savvy, see savvy.ie. So the idea is, of course, that if you work around the IFSC or Dublin Docklands or surrounding areas and you want to join up with Savvy, even if you're a member of an existing credit union somewhere else, maybe your home one or whatever, there's no problem. You can join up anyway because each credit union operates totally independently, so they all have different offers, different services, different benefits, all that sort of stuff. So you can still become a member of Savvy Credit Union. And if you do, no matter what sort of loan you're looking for, car, holiday, anything like that, you can actually apply for it on the same day. So literally the day you become a member, you can apply for that. You don't need to have a certain amount of time before you borrow or a certain amount of savings to dictate your borrowing times, all that sort of stuff. All the information on their website, savvy.ie.
So 14 is the score to beat today. It's a big ask, but it can be done and has been done many times before. Now, yesterday's winner, we're going to do something a little different here this morning because there's a lot at stake, a grand one for all voucher. So yesterday's winner was Michael Goss. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Michael. Are you feeling confident about taking this cash?
I don't know.
I mean, 14 is a blooming good score, to be fair to you.
Yeah, but I'm a regular listener, so I know there's guys who've gotten 16 and 17.
Yeah.
I think there was 118 before, so it's very doable.
Well, right. So any time I ring back someone who has won, who's gotten a big score, they always say, I was sitting next to the radio and I was so nervous. So we literally have you on the radio now, going to sit next to the player.
And that's cruel, actually, making him sit through the next 60 seconds. That's harsh. Well, anyway, listen, Michael, sit tight, okay, because we're going to say hi to the person that's going to try and take that grand away from you.
And that is Andy Trehy in County Mayo. Morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Andy, how confident are you of being able to beat this score of 14?
I think he's got a grand, but anyway, we'll see.
You think he's home and dry, do you?
I think he's home and dry, but you never know.
You never know.
Oh, not the best way. Not great positive thing.
Wait a second. I think Andy's playing a little bit of the old reverse psychology there, you know what I mean?
There's a bit of that going on there. I hope I am.
All right. Listen, Michael, sit tight for a second. Right, Andy, here we go. It's 60 seconds, 15, and a grand one-for-all voucher is yours. Anything less, it's going to Michael. Right. Are you ready to give this a go?
Yep.
Okay, very best of luck. Here we go.
True or false, New Zealand has a North and South Island?
True.
What est did cowboys strap to their boots?
Spurs.
Yeah, in the children's nursery rhyme, who was in the tub with the butcher and the baker?
A candlestick maker.
In medicine, what is the name of the operation to remove tonsils? If it's one, with tonsillectomy, if it's 100 BC, what does BC stand for?
The
Ivory Coast is in what continent?
Africa.
Hydrotherapy uses to what to treat injury?
Water.
What was Pierce Brosnan's first film in 007? As 007.
GoldenEye.
What is the name of the bear from the TV programme The Muppet Show?
Fuzzy.
What is the official language of Sardinia?
Italian.
Platform 3, 9 and 3 quarters features in what huge...
Harry Potter.
Whitney Houston's song was called I Will Always What?
Love You.
What A describes snow falling down a mountain?
Avalanche.
Which G is a young green cucumber used mainly for pickling? Complete the next line of this nursery rhyme. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
How I wonder how you are.
Are snakes herbivores or carnivores?
Carnivores.
Oh my God.
Right, okay. I tell you something, this is going to be interesting, and thankfully I'm going to wash my hands of it. I'm going to leave it to John and you to decide.
That's going
to
be tight.
We need a thing on the twinkle, twinkle, little star, because it's how I wonder what you are.
And what did he say?
How you are.
Oh my God.
So leave it up to you guys. But as it stands, okay, if we award it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
You're having a laugh.
No.
You mean if we award that, it's going to be 16?
No. If you award that, it's 15. So it's up to you, buddy.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
I told you. Michael's on the other line. There you go, Michael. That's the story we're in. It's now down in the hands of English John and Magic Mike.
Well, talk to Michael there for a second.
Producers of the show. Yeah, have him up. Talk away to him.
Michael, did you hear him? What did you hear in that answer?
I picked up on it as well, I have to say.
Yeah, Michael thinks so too.
So he's... Oh, jeez, lads. I'm after crumpling up the sheet now. So he got one word wrong on it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's so much at stake.
It's up to you. It's up to you, guys.
Like, Andy, I can't award it to you if you got one wrong.
Well, do you want to listen back to it?
We'll have to listen back to it.
Right, okay.
No, do you know what? You are right. After I said it, I knew I got the...
In fairness to him, you're a good sport, because if he got the wording wrong, if it was even one word, there's too much at stake not to give it. Michael Goss, you are the winner of the 1,001 for all voucher.
Andy, fair play to you for being so honest about us.
Do you know the annoying thing? I nearly said tonsillectomy, but I thought that just sounds too ridiculous.
The problem was with that, you spent too long saying it. That was ultimately what got you. Anyway,
listen, fair play. Andy, you're a good sport, no doubt. I mean, you're a fantastic player. That was a great score. Anyway, so no doubt you'll be back on the Breakfast Table Quiz with us. I'm sure you'll walk away with it one week. So thanks for playing and thanks for being a great sport. And Michael Goss, 14, has won you €1,000 one for all voucher. Well done, you.
Thanks, guys.
Listen, happy Friday to you, sir.
Okay.
Right.
Guys, can I just offer to split that with Andy there? Because I think it's fair, probably just on Friday, that
we're both winners, you know. I'd actually feel quite bad taking the whole lot if he came so close.
Oh my God!
I got 15. Would that be doable?
Well, I don't know. Well, let me just check with Andy. Do you want 500 quid in an All for One voucher? Oh, he's gone.
Well, I'm sure he'd say he'd like it.
I tell you what, Michael, we'll check in with him. We'll ask him for you.
The drama on this is unbelievable.
Probably the fairest thing to do.
Fair play to you. Two great sports, in fairness. Michael, have a fantastic Friday. Well done. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Same to you, boys.
Cheers, man. Take care.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.